Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Norma Ritz Johnson. She's Executive Director for Sorghum Checkoff. Norma, I'm going to let you clarify for people the difference between the checkoff and some of the other folks I've visited with that are growers.
Sure, absolutely. So the checkoff is a producer-funded organization operating under the research and promotion order through Congress. It is in place and has been in place for 15 years for the purpose of conducting and funding research, marketing and promotion activities, and information sharing. And so we are one of the organizations that works to advance the sorghum industry. We don't work on policy issues such as what the association does.
Every checkoff is set up just a little different on the funding. Yours is on revenues.
I have to admire the foresight of the producer leaders that started the checkoff 15 years ago in terms of the assessments are based off of net market value of grain rather than volume. And so in a year like what we've had with a just historically short crop, low production, that really is something that keeps our revenue and our budget a little bit more stable year to year than it would have been had we been based on volume alone.
And for the most part, almost any commodity group is really trying to raise the value of that commodity. So you're incented to do that.
Absolutely. You know, every day we go to work and we seek to drive premium for producers, to really work on those premium markets for producers and drive premium to increase production and to improve perception of our crop. And so I call it the three P's is what we work by every day. And so, yes, raising that value of that crop is both nice in terms of being able to have stability in our resources that we can expend on research, promotion, and information. But in the end, if we're driving premium and increasing the value of the crop, it's good for the producer.
So as we look down the way for the next, I'll just ask, 2 years or 3 years, are there things on the horizon that you've been working on over the past few years that are maybe coming to fruition or getting close?
Well, one of the exciting things that came to fruition just as I came back to the sorghum industry 2 years ago was herbicide technologies, over-the-top weed control in sorghum, and that was something that had been in the works for a long time. I like to say some of these improvements and efforts that we undertake aren't they're not a sprint, they're a relay. And a lot of people say, you know, it's not a marathon, it's a sprint, but it's a relay because it really takes a lot of teamwork and a lot of collaboration on this. And so that's something that the sorghum industry is very good at, and it's one of the reasons I really enjoy working in this industry. But what I would say is we've, over the past year, last year was a record crop, record year in terms of revenue for the checkoff, and we were able to make some significant investments. For instance, we invested in a physiology project to work on the actual architecture of the sorghum plant and see if we can find efficiencies in production and increased value back to the farmer through looking at the way the plant is designed. This is something that has not been worked on in modern history and certainly not been worked on since we've developed technologies where we're able to do some genotyping and things like that, and look at really how can we make small changes in the way the sorghum plant is designed so that it's a more profitable crop to grow. And that's one of the really exciting investments that we've made. The other exciting investments that we've made are looking at marketable traits in different sorghum varieties that add value again and add premium back for sorghum producers, as well as some partnerships such as one recent one that we've launched with the American Heart Association promoting sorghum's nutritional qualities. Finally, one of the big successes that we had over the past year was getting sorghum listed on the USDA school buying guide. So the checkoff did the research and found the information that USDA would need in order to be able to make that decision. And that's something that we hope to see in terms of growing markets from a food standpoint and having the ability to include sorghum in the meals that are fed to school children every day.
Well, that's very exciting. That is Norma Ritz Johnson, and she is Executive Director for the Sorghum Checkoff. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Orlando.